The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I had one of the worst days earlier this week. I wasn't even going to talk about it, but my husband here suggested we did. Good morning. It's Friday. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I was involved in a hit and run accident. And I've never been involved in a hit and run accident. I was hit on the side. I turned around, tried to follow this car, and I couldn't catch him or her. I feel really stupid because I never pay attention. Automatic knows I never pay attention to people. I don't know if it was a man or a woman. I know it was a PT Cruiser. That's all I know.
Oh, damn, dude.
And, I don't know what to do.
You hit by Michael Scott?
I think she did.
That's what she said.
Well, okay, so you got hit. Ava. First of all, I'm very glad you're okay.
Yeah, that was the biggest thing. Glad you're okay.
She's fine. My car, for the most part, yeah.
It's all right. It's all right.
My car.
It's not that, though. When I called him, he's like,
but hold on. Remember earlier this week we were talking about who's a bad driver and who always has
the bad driver when I get hit?
Okay.
How am I the bad driver when I get hit?
Well, why are you always nitpicking at my driving? You're the one who has all the accidents. And it always seems to be in my car. Never in your car. Only in my car.
I drive my car really slow.
Okay. Can you drive my car slow?
I was driving slow.
That's
I
the second time you've been in an accident in this car.
But the first time was my fault.
Damn. All right, and the second one's a hit and run?
Yes.
Hit and run, quote unquote.
Well, I'm glad you're okay, Dana. Yeah.
That or she just scraped up against something because you can't really tell from the front bumper.
How could I have scraped up against something?
Well, maybe somebody clipped you. I don't know.
Wait.
I wasn't there.
It's on the front bumper?
On the far right.
On the far right. It looks like somebody clipped the front end.
Yes.
Okay, so somebody backed into you.
No, they hit me. They swiped me.
They were changing lanes.
Chase them, Anthony.
And Dana didn't hit her brakes. She just decided to. You could have been at fault for that.
Oh, God. You know what? We're going to go with Dana's story. It's a hit and run. And I'm glad you're okay.
It was a hit and run.
It is, dude. It is. I'm glad you're okay. And let this be a lesson.
That's
you know?
All that matters. You're okay.
What's the lesson, Anthony?
To be a better defensive driver. That's the lesson.
Why is everybody blaming me?
You know.
National Day, Anthony A.
We'll kick it off with National Kool-Aid Day.
You know what's so sad? I had a friend who was really chubby, chubbier than me even when we were little, and people used to call him the Kool-Aid Boy. For those who don't know, the big Kool-Aid man used to run through the door and knock it open, and so he was a big fat pitcher of Kool-Aid.
They got rid of fat shaming before fat shaming had to be getting rid of.
Yes, they did. That was so rude.
All right, we got National Middle Child Day as well, too. So shout out to all the middle children like myself.
Yeah, shout out to Manti.
There it is.
Or Mancera.
Okay, there it is.
That's how insignificant they are. Automatic doesn't even know which brother or sister middle children.
We got National Vinyl Record Day.
Hey.
Vinyl is
got
back.
A lot of those.
Yeah, what? Vinyl's back.
And we'll wrap it up on National Truck Driver Day.
Can I shout out all the truck drivers out there? I know how many people are working in their trucks listening to us. We love you. We appreciate you carrying them groceries across the country, the oil and everything else.
And all
US
the packages
needs.
To our house.
Automatic. I knew you were going to say that.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're breaking down a down in the DM involving Ashley and Jason. These two split up. I think Jason was unfaithful and she was pregnant.
Mm. Oh.
Now they got back together because when she went into labor, she called him.
And when it was time to leave the hospital, he came to help me, set everything up in my apartment, and, you know, he just never left.
Now, he's not working.
Oh.
So, well, hold on. Before
he had
I get
plenty
him
of time to set everything up then.
Whatever. She thinks he's talking to this woman, Kelsey. Who knows what could be happening, though? He might have a job interview or something. Here's Ashley explaining how Jason can afford a phone and a gym and everything else without working.
I pay for his phone, and then he says he needs time to relax, and the gym helps him relax.
Well, can I ask you something? Like, what is he bringing to the table besides childcare? You don't trust the man. We're here.
You know, I love him, and I want my son to have a father around.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's understandable, but, like, what if he is talking to somebody else? Like, what happens then? Like,
okay, then I'm out. I left before, and I will do it again.
So here's what happened at the end of that down in the DM.
Anyway, what are you doing Saturday?
Do you want to hang out or something? You know, are you free?
Yeah, let's link up. Like 7.
You sound so stupid. I can't believe you're doing this again.
Who's that?
You're a
Are you okay?
Jason, hold on. I'm not Kelsey. My name is Dana Cortez from The Dana Cortez Show. And we would all like you to explain why you're trying to meet up with this woman, Kelsey, when Ashley is nice enough to let you live with her.
I should have never taken you back.
What the f*** are you doing? You're f***ing the family.
I hate it when a fool like that tries to turn it around. You're messing up our family, sir. You messed up the family. You cheated in the first place. You cheat again. She gives you another chance. You're not even working.
Well, not only is he a cheater, he's a manipulator. Because
that's the word.
Yeah, he's manipulating the entire situation.
Because she wants a father for her baby.
That's a whole tricky situation because we've all fallen for a manipulator or two.
Yeah.
And they, given a situation like you're saying, Dana, like she wants a father there for her baby, which makes this like a common thing. This happens a lot.
Everybody wants a father for your baby. And guess what, girl? He can still be a father. You don't have to be with him for him to be a good father. Let's take a phone call. Hi, who's this?
This is Crystal.
Hi, Crystal. What you think, Mama?
She needs to move on and forget about him because she's going to teach her child that it's okay to have an unfaithful relationship and have disrespect from her loved one. You know what I mean? It's not okay. And they're going to keep doing it. And first time, the second time, third time, she's going to get her heart broken to the point where she is not going to want to date again.
Yeah, and I agree with forgiveness. Look, everybody deserves a second chance. But third, fourth, come on.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in that situation?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, my kid's dad cheated on me, and he was like, we broke up when my daughter was 10 months, and I was pregnant with my son. He's like, well, you can stay here, so, you know, I can see the baby when he's born. And I was like, no, this ain't happening. Like, I'm better than that. Absolutely not. I moved out that same day, and I was done.
I'm glad you put your foot down, because if you don't respect yourself, he's not going to respect you.
Yeah, they ain't going to respect you.
I'm so glad you called and shared your story.
Every woman deserves true love, and it's out there.
There you
Amen.
Go.
It's out
Amen.
There. He's going to love your child just as much as you are.
Love you, girl. Thanks for the call.
Love you more, girl.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
I know it seems like the end of the world, right, when you're going through a breakup, but the one thing I've learned from the many breakups I've had...
You've gone through the situation.
I have been through it. Automatic, literally.
Not with me.
No, not with automatic, but while I was pregnant, my ex cheated on me. It was so hurtful, and I did take him back, and guess what he did? He did it again! And I'm okay. I found my real love because I finally believed in myself. I believe that I deserve love. And so do you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
25%, that's 1 out of 4 school-age kids experience some type of bullying. How do you know if your kid's being bullied? How do you know if your kid is the bully? Let's talk about it now.
The Parents Court.
If you just turned the radio on, I just admitted that I was bullied since I got to school, and I never told anybody.
It's like 86% accurate that no matter who he is or she, the bully usually has silver teeth as a kid. Every kid I've ever seen be a bully was usually named like Oscar or Hector or Jaime or something like that. And
one
like
of my bullies' names was Anthony.
Oh,
and
really?
He did have silver teeth.
No, he did automatically.
Really? Yes, he did.
That's not true.
I mean, it's not, but kind of.
I love that we're laughing now, and I love to laugh about the past because that's part of my life is done. I want to say that to children right now. If you're in a car, somebody's making fun of you at school or online, and they're saying all these terrible things about the way you look or how you talk or whatever, your family, when you grow up, it doesn't even matter anymore. But when you're there, that's your world. Everything those people say you think means something. It means nada. But for parents, if you have elementary school age kids, here's how you can tell if they're getting bullied, if they've regressed, if they've learned something and all of a sudden they can't remember how to do it. That's probably a sign that something's happening. Eating and sleeping habits change if they start wetting the bed. Unexplained injuries might be getting pushed around in school.
Yeah, I mean, if they got a black eye, then we know what's going on.
Not wanting to go to school all of a sudden.
I remember feeling like that.
Oh, for real? You did?
I know.
You went through those phases?
Well, there was a point where this one kid, he would not leave me alone. And I was a small kid. He was one of those kids that was like already 16 and he was still in sixth grade. It was horrible.
Damn, it's
traumatic.
Damn.
And then also if they keep losing keys or toys, because somebody might be taking them.
Oh, somebody might be. Okay.
Now, if you have junior high and high school kids, if you had kids that were making excellent grades and all of a sudden they were bad, that's a sign. That was me. Here's another one. Social isolation. Just spending time alone. No friends around. Quitting normal activities. I don't want to go to practice. I don't want to go to these things all of a sudden. Difficulty sleeping is a huge sign. Fighting. If you know they're getting in fights, because at this time, usually it gets reported to the schools. I remember these kids used to follow me home almost every day in high school in Dallas. I was so scared of these girls, and they would hit me. It was just me by myself. I hated it.
Y'all sound like some nerds.
I think that's when we got married.
Yeah, maybe that's why you guys were meant to be together.
Now, this is very serious. If they discuss self-harm or express Someone else having self-harm is very, very serious. If they even mention it, talk to your kids. And you might have someone in your household who's a bully. You have to talk to your kids every day about it. You might think you're the most open parent ever, but chances are they're not going to tell you they're getting bullied. And the reason why, according to this study, they're ashamed. They're embarrassed. They don't want to disappoint you. They don't want you to feel like they're nerds.
Exactly.
I didn't want my uncle and Nana to know I was a goof.
Every time I'd bring it up to my parents, my dad would be like, punch him in the nose.
That's not a solution if you're little.
And I was like, well, I'm going to punch him in the nose and then I'm going to get beat up.
So you just stopped telling him, right?
After a while,
you didn't tell your brothers automatic?
By that time, so I was always 2 grades ahead of my other brother.
So you were the older brother?
Yeah.
Catching a fade? Oh, man. I mean,
it all flipped in high school when I started standing up for myself.
That's what I'm saying.
I also think it's very important, though, to express to your kids. You touched on it, if your kid is the bully. It's very important to express to the kids to be nice to everybody you can and be kind to everybody you can, especially now where we live in a world of mass shootings and school shootings. You have to be kind to everybody because you don't know what that next person, kid, child, grown adult, whoever is going through at their home.
I'm so glad you said that. And also pay attention to what your kids are doing online. Most of these kids that do these terrible things, these mass shootings, they've been doing weird stuff on social media and all these weird different, you know, outlets that provides radicalization. If they got a phone, go through it. It's my phone. No, it's my phone. I think you're out of the house.
As millennials and Gen Zs become more parents, the whole stigma of like, oh, it's just the internet or it's just social media will kind of die down because as a person who produces content, it does cut me down to my ego and to my self-esteem when a person makes fun of me online. Like, and I'm a grown adult. So let's just all admit that. All three of us
here. Well, you weren't picked on enough as a kid then.
No, you get sad too, bro. You get hella sad automatic.
You get so
automatic gets so hurt over comments and stuff like that online.
It depends what people say.
Bro, but like, we got to stop dismissing
it. I don't even read YouTube. See? I won't even open
it. Stop dismissing it as if it's not a real thing. It's a real thing that we all have to live with and help your kids get through it.
It is their world. It is exactly their world. Just like you used to be on a phone under your covers, the social media, they're on there under their covers. All right, if you'd like these tips, this is a great study done by the government at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
My WTF is so scary. This is why I don't swim in lakes. A man was infected with a brain-eating amoeba while swimming in Iowa in a lake, in a big lake. I don't like lakes. This man has been hospitalized.
Dana watches Monsters and Me way too much.
What? Hello? Listen to this. He's been hospitalized and placed in intensive care after this rare brain-eating amoeba went in through his nostrils.
Oh.
And it's...
It's having lunch.
Don't say that. We're still hoping he makes it. Now, this is typically fatal. However, doctors believe that they can save him. It's called Naegleria fowleri amoeba.
Okay, all right. DJ Automatic, I'm going to need you to translate that to me.
It means that men don't even use most of their brains, so he'll be all right.
Just eat part of it? Oh, my God.
But does it really mean that that's going through his nostrils and basically eating at his brain, right?
Like, it went into his brain. Damn. And there's a way to prevent this. You wear nose plugs before you get in the lake.
Oh, dude. Yeah, be that nerd.
Come on, guys. Hey, be a nerd with a full brain. You really are a nerd.
Exactly.
There you go. All right, man. From protecting your brain cells to things you should not put your brain cells through. All right, we're going to go to India, where teens are reportedly using flavored condoms to get high. Oh, my God. That's right. Move over Tide Pods. There's a new idiot here. All right. Yo, so I didn't notice, but there's actually a compound in the condoms that when you let the condoms soak in boiling water, it produces that compound, and then you can pour that into a cocktail and drink it. I don't know why I gave you the recipe.
You want to drink condom water?
Yeah.
How bored do you have to be? Let me boil this condom. You're not even having sexy time. You're boiling the condom.
Using the condom for everything but what it's made for. Come on, y'all.
That's a shame.
Well, hopefully the people that I'm about to tell you about are using condoms. There's visitors that are going to a military museum that can't stop having sex there.
Oh,
what? At a military museum?
Yeah, so there's something about this museum in Poland that's making visitors get frisky. The museum staff has been forced to put up signs and update their Facebook page asking guests to stop doing it next to the exhibits. They're worried that they're going to break something.
This is not Facebook users. It's definitely TikTok people.
How are you supposed to be told not to have sexy time at a museum?
Who in public, I don't know. They say the museum admits that the big guns and old uniforms can sometimes get people all hot and bothered.
Make me stand at attention.
Oh, salute. All right, those are the WTF stories.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Nicki Minaj is spilling all the tea on Drake. And word is Drake's not happy about it. Well, I'm going to give you the tea right now, too. This story and more Daily Dirt Best Gossip brought to you by Indeed.com. Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
For my throwback hip-hop fans, we got Sir Mix-a-Lot celebrating his birthday. We also got Tyson Fury celebrating a birthday and YouTube star Dream celebrating a birthday.
Okay, so congratulations to Travis Scott, who just broke the boy band BTS's record in the UK by selling $1 million worth of merch in one show.
Damn.
That's a lot of t-shirts. A lot of socks. And now here's somebody else making money. Again, Johnny Depp. He's back on the big screen since he won his lawsuit. You know, Amber Heard, ex-wife, took him defamation of character lawsuit. He won that. Hollywood's comfortable putting him back, and they've cast him as King Louis.
Oh.
The trailer is good. It looks like it's going to be a good movie. And we know one thing for certain. Johnny Depp is an incredible actor.
Oh. Didn't King Louis lose an ear?
No, wasn't he cutting people's heads off?
I don't know. I was just going to say he could relate by losing a finger.
Oh, because of Edward Scissorhands?
No, because his ex-wife tried to cut it off.
Oh, because of Amber Poopy Pants.
Bruh.
That was an artist that cut the ear off. But anyway, let's move on now, Amber Poopy Pants.
I got all my history mixed up.
Amber
Poopy. But that was a good sag. That was funny. All right, and finally, Nicki Minaj spilling the tea. She says Drake is already and has been a billionaire for a minute. Now, she put this up on Instagram. Report is Drake's not happy. He don't want people to know how much money he has. Why? You're in hip-hop. You're supposed to be braggadocious.
But you know, like, you want an announcement like that to be rolled out. Like, you want Forbes to be able to say it. You don't want Nicki Minaj tweeting
about it. He laughed at Forbes when they said how much he was worth.
He didn't want nobody to know, so why?
Why? Because if I had $1 billion, I wouldn't want everyone to know either, because they're going to always be hitting you up for money.
He'd have to pay Baby in cash money even more. We'll be back with more to show lesson 5. That's your Daily Dirt.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Everybody loves Oreo cookies and everyone loves ice cream. Cold Stone Creamery has something big in our stores right now. It's food news inside hottest hashtags on your Friday. We're the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Spoon.
I didn't even know this was happening. Automatic sent me the article. Disney has announced they're raising their Disney Plus membership subscription fee. From $7.99 to $10.99, Hulu ad-free will go from $12.99 to $14.99 with ads, $6.99 to $7.99. I got a little hack. If you have an American Express card, right now you can bundle ESPN, Disney Plus, and Hulu for $13.99 a month.
All right.
All of it. And if you don't,
if you have an American Express card, you don't really need a hack. You're doing pretty good in life.
Yes, you do.
No, that's what I was thinking. I was like, Dana's never sounded more disconnected than right now.
No, Automatic, my American Express card.
Dana, in order to qualify for American Express.
Not true. I got it to rebuild my credit.
Oh.
I swear, they gave me a $500 credit limit. So you two think American Express.
I know when I was broke, they denied me a couple times.
That's because you don't pay your bills on time, DJ Automatic, until you met me.
Another fun thing me and my mom recently did is Netflix has T-Mobile. So through our T-Mobile account, we have Netflix. So
There's all kinds of hacks, people. All right, now we're going to talk about food news. Cold Stone is serving Oreo Overload sweet cream ice cream chocolate chips double fudge cake.
Damn, that might be the best sentence you ever said. That
sounds
was
like
great.
A road.
Ooh, that was great in my mouth. I want it.
I saw Automatic's face. He's watering over here. Doesn't that just sound delectable?
Hell yeah.
And fattening and delicious. I wish they'd had it for your birthday, Automatic. I would have bought it for you.
Well, if you would have thought ahead, maybe it could have happened.
Oh,
Dana, okay?
My gosh. I'll order it just for you. Belated birthday. National Day, Anthony.
All right, we will kick this one off with National Truck Driver Day.
Shout out to the truck drivers out there. I know you're transporting oil, groceries, all of the needs
all
that we
Dana's
take for
packages,
granted.
Everything.
Thank you very much.
All right, we got National Vinyl Record Day as well, too.
So shout out to the DJs. I know that our daughter is obsessed. Ava Maddox is obsessed with vinyl. She's got it on her walls. I mean,
yeah, she goes through my vinyl records and puts them up on her wall.
Oh, that's what's up with nice decor, dude.
It was cool until she did the Selena album that Suzette, Selena's sister, gave to DJ Automatic. Otto freaked out.
Luckily, she didn't take it out of the package, though.
We also got National Middle Child Day, but we'll wrap it up on National Kool-Aid Day.
Oh, my gosh. Growing up, I drank a lot of Kool-Aid, and I still remember my Nana throwing me birthday parties. You know, I was an only child. child, and I live with her, my Uncle Frankie, and she would make me a house cake, delicious, and they would make little Kool-Aid, and my neighborhood friends would come over, and we'd have parties in the carport.
The blue Kool-Aid reminds me of playing summertime basketball with my cousins. We would play basketball all day and then go inside.
I'm all about purple and red.
Oh.
Purple and red Kool-Aid automatic.
Lots of sugar.
Gotta have extra sugar in there for the beaties. Drink sugar-free Kool-Aid now, okay? We know better.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Inside the Dana Cortez Show today, we were talking about how to talk to your children about bullies, if they're the one being bullied or if they're the one doing the bullying. So we're going to talk about the times we were the bullies. Ooh. And what it taught us. Plus, I'm going to tell you my new Instagram handle. I was with two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And today, we're going to talk about our parents' court topic, which was a good one. Every Friday, we open up our platform here to any young homie who may have a grievance, right? And they want to call in, air it out. And with everyone back in school, you know, bullies are always around.
Bullying season's back.
Handling bullies is something you got to know how to do throughout life, though, bro. There's always bullies, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I had a lot of bullies. Because I was a white kid in a Mexican neighborhood.
Dude, everyone. Dude, I felt bad for my homie Uriah. We had a homie Uriah growing up, and he got it bad.
He even had a weird name, too.
Oh, my God. I didn't even think about that. You had a...
It played a big part
into
it.
Oh, man. They probably made fun of your name. All are we going to say it now or no?
Well, my real name is Merritt. And the people were like, Mary. I mean, it was awful.
Hey, Merritt, you want a carrot? That just makes me laugh. Oh, Merritt, carrot, I carrot,
only heard
Merritt.
That, I only heard that one a few thousand times.
But you got through your bullying phase. You got through being picked on, right? You got through that to high school. And you said that was a big turning point for you.
Well, I think once I started getting into boxing and I got a little bit more confidence and I realized that I could take a punch, I started distributing the beatdowns.
You stood up to your bully who was named Anthony.
That was one of them. I had a lot of bullies.
Damn, okay. Who was the one bully you stood up to and it was a big turning point in your maybe school career or your childhood? How about that?
I can't think of his name, but he was like this dude. Pretty much my ninth grade year, he would follow me to every class and just try to make fun of me and just like make my life miserable. And then he got a job at Taco Bell when I was in 10th grade. I saw him there and I called him out.
Yo, come get this double decker of Popeyes.
He didn't want the smoke. He won't come outside.
Well, because his boss was there, dude.
His boss told him to come outside. I was like, that time. And plus, from 9th grade to 10th grade, I grew a lot.
But automatic, after that point, did you ever, you know, make the mistake of picking on somebody or you were the bully? Did you ever do that?
I ran with some guys as I got older that were aggressive.
Okay.
And I felt like there's a couple times where there were some fights that I was in that didn't need to happen. Mm. And one of them in particular happened at a friend's house and his house got destroyed. Like,
oh my god, you guys broke physical property.
Yeah, the front, he had like double front doors, they got ripped off the hinges. The front of the house got ripped off, and like I knew his parents and all this stuff, and it just made me feel really, really bad.
Y'all should have took it to Taco Bell. Yeah, I remember I made the mistake of picking on a skateboard kid. He was a kid who was skating at summer camp, right? I went to the summer camp and he fell. I said, I just made a little Nelson Simpson joke to him. Like, what are you doing, loser bum? Something like that. And I'll never forget, a cholo checked me so quick, bro. He's like, you couldn't even do that. That's don't fault him because he's being different, bro. And like, bro, it was an awakening.
He was an enlightened cholo. Yeah.
Let us know how you got over your bullies and if you were ever the one doing the bullying and what that lesson taught you. You can hit us up on Instagram, which my new one is at Anthony A Comedy.
I think that's a lot better than at Anthony A 400 right. Because you don't work for YG.
Okay, and we get it. It was an old thing, but at Anthony A Comedy, at DJ Automatic.